One of the important themes that we celebrate throughout this season of Advent, it's about waiting. Waiting expectantly for Jesus' coming. And waiting in faith has everything to do with us. Not necessarily waiting for Jesus to get his act together. Waiting has everything to do with us. And we wait for Jesus' coming as we celebrate his birth at Christmas with his incarnation into this world. We celebrate Jesus' coming as he once again and again and again comes into our hearts as our Lord and Savior. And we celebrate Jesus' coming as his promise that he will at one day and at one time come again. So often to wait for something may seem like an excruciating event for each of us. None of us like to wait. And this message of Advent can sometimes be perplexed. Well, in the opening lines of our second epistle reading from the Apostle James, James encourages us about our waiting. Be patient, therefore, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious crop from the earth, being patient with it, until it receives the early and late rains. Now, my grandparents on my mother's side were farmers all of their lives. And they lived on a 200-plus acre farm where they grew crops of corn and maize and always had a large garden. They would can green beans, and my grandfather had a lot of cattle. And I would spend most of my growing up summers with them at their farm. I was very close to my grandparents. And every year, my grandfather would make the comment when it came to his crops of corn and maize, because everything that they did circled around the need for it to rain. And my grandfather would say, gosh, if it would just rain this week, we could make a great profit. And of course, in Texas, it never rains when you need it to rain. As a matter of fact, it rains when you don't want it to rain, and sometimes in excessive amounts, as we have experienced. Well, there are some years where my grandparents made profit on their farm. There were years where they did not. But each year, they would pray and patiently wait for rain. And in their waiting, they never remained idle. They were always active in doing the work that was needed around the farm, whether it rained or not. They always had the faith to keep on going. Now, these were people who lived through the Dust Bowl and the Great Depression, the economic depression of the 30s. They lost their original family farm through that process, but they never lost their faith. And perhaps you may know of someone in your life who's been a great faith inspiration for you, and how to be active in periods of waiting for God to intervene. And this reading from James should be an Advent message that is to inspire us to be patient in an active way. To be patient in an active way. Now, that initially may sound like an oxymoron to us. How can we be patient in an active way? I want you to listen to that phrase one more time. To be patient in an active way requires faith. And we're called to reach out and be more active with inspiration to each other in Christ, especially in areas and periods where we are waiting for God to intervene. See, James continues in verse 8, strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. If the Christ in you can see and experience the Christ in the person next to you, God's Holy Spirit is as close to us as the very air that we breathe. Whenever two or more of us are gathered together in the name of Jesus, his spiritual presence is always made available to us. Always. As he is here with us now. James continues, beloved, do not grumble against one another, so that you may not be judged. See, the judge is standing at the doors. As an example of suffering and patience, beloved, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Many of you may know of the ancient Old Testament prophet Daniel. And Daniel lived at a time where he and the Hebrew people were almost destroyed. And they were deported and carried off to live in exile in Babylon. And Daniel and his friends faced the thought and the threat of being executed almost daily for their faith in the Lord God. And once, as you may know, Daniel and his friends were thrown in a fiery furnace to be burned to death. But because of their faith, they survived unharmed. Daniel, of course, was tossed into a lion's pit to be devoured. But in a Holy Spirit way, God was able to deliver him. It was like one tragic event after another. God saved Daniel. And because he was a faithful prophet, God also helped Daniel to interpret a particular dream that King Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian king, was experiencing. And Daniel patiently interpreted the king's dream. And again, God saved his life. And there are a number of different stories all throughout the pages of Scripture that are there to be an inspiration to you and I in our faith and in our day and time. And some of us here today may be facing a difficult challenge of some type of struggle. You know, it may be emotional, it may be physical. It may even be spiritual. It may even be financial. You know, this time of year can stir up so many different emotions and experiences that are always ongoing all around us, even within us. Yet, did you catch the opening line of that prayer, that collect? It's a Latin word. For us, it means to collect us together. It's the prayer that we pray before we sit down and open our hearts to God's holy word. And the collect for the third Sunday of Advent read this way. Stir up your power, O Lord, and with great might come among us. And because we are sorely hindered by our sins, let your bountiful grace and mercy speedily help and deliver us through Jesus Christ our Lord. When we are in a period of waiting for God's transformation to receive a needed prayer, thought, action that we need from God, whatever might be the situation, we in faith always wait with an expectation that God will in fact intervene at just the right God time and in just the right God way. You know, we don't simply ask God for something that we need and passively sit idle. We take action in our faith, especially in times of waiting, knowing God will intervene. And when any of us are experiencing tough times in life, there's a number of different places where we can go to receive the help that we need. But I can't think of a better place that we can go to take action in our faith than to go to each other within our church family, within our church community here at St. Cuthbert, for prayer and for encouragement. And you know, like any family, we're far from being perfect. We certainly have our flaws, our shortcomings, but we have Christ among us. We have Christ who spiritually connects and cultivates our relationships together. And if we open our hearts to each other, we allow the Holy Spirit to move among us. God's coming has everything to do with our faith, with us. And we allow God's presence to come among us as we can act and reach out towards those around us and be available with Holy Spirit intervention to help. You know, Jesus once said, "No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I call you friends." And this is the intimacy that we share with the Holy Spirit. And as believers in Christ, we never need to think that we are alone when we face trials or a crisis. We can affirm each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. And we know that Jesus' love and mercy is always available and present among us as we open our hearts to Him. We just don't simply sit back and wait idly for God to help. This is a wonderful gift that we each are blessed with. And we actively seek and serve Christ, stirring up God's love among us. And in our gospel reading, John the Baptist sent word to Jesus, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Now, I'm sure, even as a prophet, John required a lot of patience to be around. You know, he had a strange diet, and he wore strange clothing, and I'm sure he smelled accordingly. He was outspoken, and that was the reason for why he was in prison waiting execution. And Jesus showed John nothing but praise and dignity and affirmed John in his faith. As Jesus said, "Witness what you hear and see." Now, some of us may feel as though we're locked in a prison of some type, whatever it may be. But here again, Jesus' words, "Witness what you hear and see." This is why God has given us each other. And Advent calls for us not to remain idle in our faith, but to wait expectantly, to take action, and to reach out to each other, affirming each other in our faith, in our Christ-centered relationships together. To really discover what the true coming of Jesus is all about. "Stir up your power, O Lord, and come among us with might. This is an expectant faith with the coming of Jesus, who is present and available to us always. And as we get closer to the celebration of his birth, let this be so. Amen.